Two deaths and two murders have occurred in Elzevir Maddox's old house. First Elzevir, hated by all his seven heirs, murdered when all the seven were in his house, and then Ezra, one of the seven heirs, was poisoned. And Elzevir's will said the seven heirs must remain in his house for 7 days after his death. And when one of the seven died, his portion would be divided among the surviving heirs. Now, which of the seven heirs will leave the house alive? Eh? Who knows? No one knows but me. And I know because I am the host of the Guests of Doom.
But Dr. Congreve suspecting Lucy. Why, it's absurd.
Is it? You saw the evidence yourself, Robert?
Oh, yes, I saw it, but I don't believe it.
You don't believe what you can see with your own eyes?
I'm not sure of anything now. I'm not sure what I did see.
You know that you saw Lucy coming out of a door at the end of a hall as you were coming up the stairs after the shot was fired?
Yes, yes, I did see that. I admit it.
And you know now, after proving it to yourself, that you didn't see her coming out of her own room, but you saw her coming from that vacant room on the other side of Elzevir Maddox's room.
I'm afraid you're talking in riddles, Dr. Congreve.
I'm afraid that I don't understand those riddles any better than you. Well, that is so far. But I know that there is a crime in this house greater and more hideous than murder. And that one, no one, in this house is safe until that crime has been solved.
Oliver, I've been watching Dr. Congreve very closely, and I have a feeling that he suspects Lucy of Uncle's murder.
Lucy? Nonsense, Hattie. The very idea is ridiculous.
Is it? I wonder.
How could he suspect her of all people in this house?
Well, for all we know, he might be right.
Absurd.
Is it? Listen, Oliver. Her room opened into Uncle Elzevir's. She was the last person in the hall that morning.
That doesn't prove a thing.
She could come out of his room after firing the shot, gone through her room, and come out into the hall. It wouldn't have taken but a moment.
I won't believe it. It's idiotic for you to even think of such a thing. Why, Luce is a child.
A child, is she? I'm afraid that you've been easily taken in by an innocent expression and a pair of guileless blue eyes.
They are gray.
Oh, so you've noticed, have you? Well, that only proves what I was saying.
Now, Hattie, you know I didn't mean that.
No, no, you didn't mean a thing. I understand perfectly. But you have been taken in by her, just as everyone else has, except Dr. Congreve.
But, Hattie...
She's a sly little thing. And clever, for all her innocent appeal. And she had plenty of reason for wanting Elzevir out of the way.
No more than...
No more than any of us? Is that what you mean?
Well...
It's true. She wanted to get away from here, but she couldn't. He was her guardian, and she didn't have any money.
Oh, no, Hattie. It's unbelievable.
I'm afraid not, Oliver.
But that helpless child, Hattie...
Not too helpless to murder an old man who stood in the way of her happiness.
I just can't believe it.
Time will tell.
But even if it should be so, why are you telling me all this? What does it matter to me?
Oh, you're a blind fool. Don't you see that if Lucy is guilty of one murder, she'll be accused of the others?
But, Hattie, she didn't.
Of course not. That doesn't matter. One murder or more.
I see. I understand. You don't need to explain any more.
She'll be accused of Ezra's murder. And she'll be accused...
No, no, Hattie.
Why not? It won't make any difference to her now.
It's horrible. That's all. Horrible.
You're a fool, Oliver. But you're going to do as I say.
No, not what you're proposing, never. That's too much.
How do you know that it wasn't Lucy who poisoned your milk?
Of course it wasn't Lucy.
Prove it.
Well, she couldn't have, that's all.
That's no proof. If she could murder Elzevir, she certainly wouldn't stop at a second crime.
I don't want to talk about it, not another word.
And certainly she had no affection for you to stand in her way. She hardly knew you.
Oh, Hattie, I'm so tired, so terribly tired. Why do you have to go on talking about it? Even if it should be true, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters now.
It matters this much. Now, you listen to me, Oliver. You've got to do this. You've got to do as I say. Now, since Lucy is already under suspicion, she's naturally going to be suspicious.
And haven't you done anything, Doc? Aren't you getting anywhere?
Yes, I've done quite a lot, Donovan. Though I don't seem to be getting anywhere. It does seem as though I've been doing nothing I know.
Well, frankly, Doc, it does.
I've been studying people day by day, Donovan. Studying the effect of the situation on them.
Yeah, meanwhile, they keep on getting murdered.
Oh, you don't have to point out my failures to me, Donovan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doc. I meant nothing.
The circumstances of Elzevir Maddox's death are extraordinary. And they leave us in a very bad situation.
Now, the girl, Lucy, couldn't she have gotten into his room and out again?
Oh, yes, yes, I know all that.
And if you're right that somebody on the stairs saw her coming out of the other door, she must have been in the old guy's room.
Possibly, Donovan.
Why, here, let me arrest her. Maybe we'll get something that way.
Oh, no, no, not yet.
Well, how come? The first time I ever knew you to, you know what I mean.
Oh, no, Donovan, I have no interest in the girl. I'm not convinced that we really have anything on her.
Well, now, somebody must have shot the old guy. Are you giving up the case, Doc?
What do you think?
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, right now, I'm going to look over the books here in the library.
The books? Why?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of interesting things have been found in books.
Doc, I don't understand you at all. Somebody's running around here with poison, and you're reading books.
No, I'm not going to read them, Donovan. I'm going to look at them.
Yeah, the strain of this case is sure getting on one of us.
Well, let's see. No, nothing missing from this shelf.
What book are you looking for, Doc?
I'm not looking for a book.
Well, then what in the name of sense...
I'm looking for something that's missing.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I'm looking for a vacant place on the shelf, a place where someone has taken a book from.
Oh, I get you. You want to find out if somebody here is reading books.
Exactly. No, I wouldn't put it that way either. I want to find out what books are missing. Yeah, there's a catalog at the library, and the books are in pretty good order.
Imagine anybody owning all these books.
Yes, and what books?
Hey, Doc, here's one out over here.
Where? Let's see.
On the shelf here.
That's right. One of the set, too. Say, Donovan, these are rare books.
Yeah.
The history of the black arts. Magic, witchcraft, prophecy.
I don't believe in that stuff, Doc. But, however, there used to be a fortune teller over on 14th Street.
Oh, I don't believe in it either, Donovan. But plenty of people do, and whether one believes in it or not, it's mighty interesting reading. A book on witchcraft. Wonder who has it.
Oh, that's an easy one, Doc. I'll bet you the old maid's got it.
Marissa?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fairly obvious. Of all the books in the library, that's one book she would pick.
So, now you know the kind of a book the old maid's reading. And what does that get you, Doc?
Well, nowhere, maybe. And maybe it points to something.
Points to something? What?
An answer to something. An important answer. It may be, well, nothing but a hunch, and it may be more. But, Donovan, I have the feeling, heaven only knows why, that there is something significant about that book.
Yeah.
I feel safer this morning somehow, Robert. There's something so reassuring about Dr. Congreve.
You mean, Will, there's something so reassuring about having everyone come downstairs to breakfast.
Oh, Uncle Robert.
Well, you must admit, Lucy, it's the first night that something hasn't happened.
Yes, that's true. Why, if there were any more of us in the house, we'd have to call the roll at breakfast to make sure that none of us had been murdered in the night.
I don't see how you can joke about it.
What am I supposed to do? Curl up and cry?
It'd be absurd. You must admit this is a serious affair.
Serious? I'd say you were putting it a little mildly, Will.
Mildly is right.
But I'll be frank with you. I had no affection for Ezra, and certainly none for Uncle Elzevir. If I pretended to be shedding tears over their unfortunate ends, you'd despise me.
Of course, but then there's no...
But we're all in danger. All right, I admit it. Personally, Will, I'd rather not be too serious about danger. It's a little less nerve-wracking not to worry about it.
Uncle Robert is right.
Well, it's a good thing someone in the house is still lighthearted.
Oh, I'm lighthearted enough. Even if I do have the feeling that my turn may come any minute.
Oh, no, Uncle Robert.
Here come Hattie and Oliver.
Well, what are your plans for the day?
Plans? How can anyone make plans in a place like this?
Yes, there's nothing to do but sit around and think.
Oh, come on now, Oliver. Come along. Cheer up.
We've got to keep our spirits up somehow.
We might organize a chess tournament or something. Play chess, Lucy?
Yes, a little.
It's not a bad idea.
Hello, Marissa. We were just talking about organizing a chess tournament.
I might have expected something of the sort, a chess tournament in a house of murder.
Oh, now, Marissa, we've got to keep cheerful somehow.
There are many better ways that the time could be spent. Marissa, if you don't stop talking that way, I'll go crazy. Well, that would be better, perhaps.
Stop it. See? Our nerves are all on edge. We're all irritable. We've got to do something to let down a bit.
Yes, you're right, Robert.
I may be the next victim, but I believe in making my last days on Earth happy ones. Cigarette, Oliver?
No, thanks.
Will?
Not the brand you smoke.
Oh, all right. Has anybody a match?
Here you are.
Thanks. We might all...
Uncle Robert!
What's the matter?
I don't know.
What is it? Look out! Oh, it's
Robert.
Falling!
Robert! Oh!
So, something has happened to Robert, eh? Is it another murder? Is it? In spite of Dr. Congreve's precautions, has the mysterious death struck again? And who is responsible this time? And what will happen tomorrow? Who will be the next victim, eh? No one knows. No one knows but me. And I know because I am the host of the guest.